Kuwait announced today that it's going to construct a 130-mile-long electric fence along its border with Iraq to defend against attacking forces. Our roving correspondent Bob Garfield happens to be working on some home improvement projects, and since he's been on the phone with contractors all week, he volunteered to help his friends in Kuwait.
The first thing, of course, in any home improvement project is cost. I called Ken Maynard of Right Way Fence Company in Gasport, New York, for an estimate.
It's very inexpensive. It's probably one of the cheapest fences you could put up.
So let's say I wanted to put up 130, 135 miles of it.
Oh, when you're talking that kind of length and anything, there would be a volume discount, of course. This is for livestock you're talking?
Technically, no, not livestock. Actually, it's invading hostile armies.
Oh, okay. Well, the post would probably be set anywhere from 2 to 3 feet in the ground. You could probably use any type of post you wanted, basically. And how many feet would you want the posts apart?
How in the world would I know? Anyway, the more I think about it, the more I'm concerned about the electric bill. Kuwait is a small country. It's not as though they have an unlimited supply of money and energy. So I'm thinking alternate technology. Duncan Clark of Clark Distributors sells invisible fencing, a radio transmitter that shocks anything wearing a special collar that strays beyond its boundaries. This is typically used for dogs, but Clark says the system can be tailored for larger animals as well.
Just like you can have three children, and each of the children are going to have their own personality and temperament, as the same as is with pets.
I see. So a Jack Russell Terrier might get one setting, and the cows might get a separate setting.
Yeah.
What about Republican Guards?
You know, it's four pets. I'm going to be talking out of my league.
Not that it's any of my business, but what I think Kuwait really needs is a more elegant engineering solution. So I asked stadium architect Ron Lubinsky of Kansas City about a very substantial project.
Please describe substantial. I mean, dome stadiums cover as much as 10 or 12 acres.
Well, this area is Kuwait. Is that feasible?
Yes.
I'm Bob Garfield.